This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
We begin today with three markers of the global economy, each revealing varying levels of American influence in that global economy. Marker number one was a report from Bloomberg this morning that President Trump has told aides he wants to move ahead with tariffs on another $200 billion worth of Chinese imports, perhaps as early as next week. The equity markets didn't like that. Bond traders didn't like that. Nobody liked it. Market number two comes to us from some of the emerging market economies around the world. The Turkish lira lost more ground against the dollar today, and the Argentine peso tumbled to record lows against the greenback as that country's central bank raised its key interest rate to 60%. A lot of that, yes, has to do with domestic problems in both of those economies, but a lot of it is also because of things happening here. Marketplace's Sabri Benishwar gets us going.
Water flows downhill. Money flows to where investors think they can make more of it. And right now, more and more of that money is sloshing its way to the U.S.
We've come out of our crisis, and we've now had a stronger growth period.
Stephen Kaplan teaches international affairs at George Washington University. As the U.S. economy's been doing pretty great, the Fed has raised interest rates, which is basically like waving a big old flag that says, hey, world, park your money here.
So if investors end up preferring higher yielding U.S. treasuries.
Investors basically ask themselves, why, when the U.S. is looking better and better, am I putting my money in risky places like Argentina or Turkey?
So these countries have to entice investors somehow.
They do that by raising their own interest rates. If they don't, then investors leave. And when investors leave, a country's currency falls.
As your currency starts to fall, your debt becomes more expensive.
Now, that can lead to inflation and even more debt and throw fragile economies into crisis. But does the Fed care?
Well, it actually doesn't matter if they care. What matters is what they actually have the authority to do.
Ann Owen is a professor at Hamilton College.
And what they have the authority to do is manage the U.S. economy.
Policymakers care about other countries if what happens in them affects the U.S.
People in other countries, when their economies experience a downturn, would buy fewer U.S. exports.
But it would take a lot of crises for that to make a major impact right now. And the Fed has said rates are going to keep gradually rising, which means developing countries are going to be struggling for a while. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Mark.